Today's Daily Devo is for October 17th, 2022, titled What We Point To. Written by Heather Mazellan. Read by Marie Drasik. The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. Revelations chapter 13, verse 3. I scrolled through the article on my phone furiously, looking for any clue or warning I could find that would explain why this had happened yet again. Reading headlines about leaders caught living secretive and harmful lives is concerning, to say the least. But when the main character of the story is a Christian leader, the news lands with a bigger impact. How is their church recovering? How is the global church going to be affected by this? What will non-believers say about us now? Why would they turn to a God who lets this happen? These are my questions, and maybe yours are similar. When leaders have worldly power, it often draws our attention to them. These big personalities bring in the crowds and appear to be successful, but often it does not last very long. Eventually, the foundation cracks and the truth begins spilling out. However, when we see leaders walking in the Spirit's power, it always points us to Jesus. This kind of power is one of love, humility, service, and taking responsibility for the faith of others. Those character traits may not draw the crowds, but they are the description of Jesus Christ, who we are called to be like. In Revelation, we are reminded that worldly power is only temporary, but the power in the Spirit will last for eternity. Today's action step: ask the Spirit to help you point people to Jesus today.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.